MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Keith McLachlan, CIO, Integral Asset Management. Keith, appreciate the early morning time. You and I have chatted before about your offshore small cap actively managed certificate, AMC. Today we're going to chat around your local one. You've got a sort of a small cap SA Inc, I suppose. I'm looking at the chart. 2024, it was kind of going sideways. Last 2 weeks, it did but jump. It jumped some 3-odd%. That obviously when the president got voted. And we've now got a GNU. I want to get some of your preferred stocks here. But before we do, Wayne McCurry made a great point to me when sort of local stocks were moving. He's saying, you know what? It's not that it's the enthusiasm. It is. But the key point are our market is cheap. And I imagine when we dig down into the smaller stocks on the JSE, the market is probably even multiples cheaper.
Absolutely, Simon. So just for the listeners, because you didn't mention the AMC's name, it's the Unum Small Mid-Cap SA Equity Portfolio. The share code's UUSMC. And it is 100% a small mid-cap AMC, at least 80% invested there, 100% invested on the JSE. The aim is to hold 20 to 30 stocks in it. But circling back around to the point, the small cap market is immensely cheap in South Africa, much like the rest of the equity market. But something worth thinking about is small caps tend not to be globally diversified. They tend to be regional, and therefore they tend to list on their local exchanges. So if there is remotely any whiff of positive South African sentiment from this GNU, and it does look like a reasonably positive outcome, small caps on the JSE stand to benefit. The low valuations have been justified in the absence of growth, where you've just been grinding out survival-like results against, zero top-line growth likely, and inflationary pressures and increasing regulatory pressures and the like. Bit of growth, and what you'll start to find is huge operating leverage in this sector, coupled with low valuation, so you get positive earnings growth with low ratings that can re-rate higher. And that's a really, really wonderful investment story.
And a conversation that I've had with many folks, yourself included, is that these smaller stocks have been doing well in an environment which is not conducive to doing well. You mentioned zero growth. We've got zero power at points. Now, suddenly we're almost at 100 days of no load shedding. It has been a really, really tough, and I was going to say a couple of years. I mean, I don't know how long it's been tough, forever in a day, I suppose. But it really has been tough, and they've shown their mettle in those very, very tough times, which is exactly what you want from management, those who can sort of make it work when it's not easy.
Certainly. As an investment house, we like to describe our investment methodology as having a quality bias. Mm-hmm. We're valuation conscious, and we prefer cheap over expensive, and we consider growth to be a quality metric. But at some point, so just purely having survived the last decade in South Africa kind of proves that you're likely a good management team with a good business model. And there's always exceptions to it, but you get survivorship bias that's sitting in this this index, meaning the good ones have survived. And in some instances, the good ones have delisted, but that's another conversation.
Sure, sure.
Certainly, these are, generally speaking, this market has contracted materially and there's really good businesses left, yeah.
So then I had Chantal Marks a moment ago. She liked the idea of build, fund, insure. You've got, as you said, you wish to hold around 20 or 30 stocks in there. Which are some of your top picks? And I know it's kind of like asking you to pick your favorite child, but what are some of your top picks that are sitting in your AMC?
Sure. So sitting in the top 10, we've got Grindrod on 9x multiple. We've got Momentum Metropolitan, which arguably isn't a small cap, but it's the smallest of the life insurers, still a 40% discount to EV, 5% dividend yield. You know, you've got Omnia, Spur, Advitec, Kudeko, all of these fantastic stocks, fantastic businesses, well run, immensely cheap. But I would say, and leaning into the conversation that we're having about SA Inc., Afrimat stands out. And Afrimat sitting, I think it's the second largest holding in this AMC, 12 times multiple. Sure, it's got the export iron ore part and the like, but everyone forgets that its origins are really in the building materials and aggregate space, and it's just bought Lafarge, and that is a big deal. That comes with some fantastic turnaround upside. They paid absolutely bottom of the cycle, bottom of everything price to get the business, and it comes with a very large assessed loss, a tax loss that means they won't be paying tax there for a while. The timing is just amazingly fortuitous, because any country that turns around, especially one that's seen such low investment in itself over such an extended period, has to invest in construction. And that flows through into cement and Lafarge and the aggregate side. So Afrimat, great, great management team as well. So it ticks our quality box, ticks our cheap box, and any turnaround in South Africa has to involve them.
And I quickly want to touch on Spur, because there's another stock which, if memory serves, they've got zero debt on their balance sheet at the moment. They've got net cash, relatively new management who've been doing incredibly well. And it comes back to, let's go forward a year when interest rates are a little bit lower, inflation's come back down, and folks are out there and having some dinners again. The fact that they managed to do so well during the tough times really says that slight improvement, and they are incredibly well positioned.
Definitely, a fantastic stock. And you look at QSR multiples abroad, Spur could easily trade double, triple its current multiple, and probably still be considered fairly valued by international investors. But what we really need is we need a growing consumer environment, and the consumer's been under pressure. So, if the GNU SA Inc. story takes hold and we see positive sentiment translate into positive fundamentals, you've got to back the consumer in South Africa from the troughs here, and Spur stands to benefit directly, especially as more people eat out more often, have more money. They're perfectly positioned for that.
Quick last one. You said double or triple from there, which sounds, some of my listeners are like, that's absolutely crazy. But if everything goes well over the duration of this GNU, which is 5 years, I mean, those sort of returns from small caps are, I mean, we've seen it before. It's not unrealistic. It sounds crazy, but this is what they do.
Definitely. So, one, you want growing earnings. Mm. But as an investment, there's also the potential to re-rate here.
Yeah.
So you're starting on a low multiple. Earnings in the next couple of years can grow for a business in SA Inc., where positive SA Inc. story translates into positive action. But then the market starts paying a higher multiple for those growing earnings. And you get this absolutely compound return that's both from growth in earnings and growth in multiple willing to be paid on those earnings. So there's a significant amount of pent-up upside here. How it plays out, we'll see. But there's definitely a good starting point.
It'll probably be rocky and volatile, because that's what markets do best. But I take your point. You get that sort of compound, that leverage effect. Keith McLachlan, CIO, Integral Asset Management. Appreciate the early morning. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Chatting with Keith, chatting with Chantel. Are you bullish SA Inc.? Have your vote, have your say. LinkedIn and Twitter.